Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
Cattle futures rallied today. We were 70 to a dollar higher in the feeder cattle, and then live cattle anywhere from 20 to a dollar 10 higher. Box beef at midday was up 75 cents at 209.32. Select up 53 at 196.41. The feeder cattle index yesterday 141.27, up 60. There was some late developing cash trade this afternoon down in Texas of 120 and some 122. So a really strong cash market. June live cattle, of course, go off the board today as we end the month of June and the second quarter. That contract looks like it's going to be up $1.10 at 120 even. So a really good, strong close into the end of that contract. Now the futures market was up more than where we closed. We were about $1.20 off the highs in the August feeder cattle and about $1 off the highs in the August live cattle. So there was a little bit of disappointment there that the market could not hold such a strong position going into the close. And of course, we've got a three-day weekend ahead of us where there will be a lot of demand and beef used up. Last Friday's cold storage report showed that we were working through some of that frozen storage, and that's really the time of year that we do that. So overall, it looked like we had a good finish of the month of June in the second quarter.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Today's much anticipated USDA report brought a lot of excitement to the market. We finished 8 to 11 cents lower on corn futures. Beans were quite strong, anywhere from 32 to 42 cents higher. And then the wheat's about a half higher in Chicago wheat and 3 to 4 cents higher in the Kansas City. The overall planted number the USDA gave us today was 323.4 million acres. That was 4.9 million acres higher than last year. It's been higher. In 2014, it was 326, but we're near those highs for total principal crops. Corn stockpiles as of today were 4.722 billion bushels. The average guess was 4.528, so quite a bit bigger on the corn June 1st stocks. Corn acres also bigger than expected at 94.148 million acres. The average guess was 92.75. So unexpectedly larger than what we were anticipating. And last year, it was 87.99, so a big jump over last year for corn acres. Bean quarterly stocks were 869 million bushels. 833 was expected, so bearish there. The acreage number didn't jump quite as much as anticipated. It was 83.688 million acres, where the average guess was 83.969.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.